For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for you Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. We feature Carol Anderson. Carol and her husband Steve, they farm 450 acres in Benton County. Now, Carol is president of the Benton County Farmers Union and also serves on the state board with Farmers Union as executive committee chair. Carol has been very active in getting the meat processing program up and running here in the state. And Carol reflects back on 2023 and some successes for Farmers Union. We spoke to Carol last weekend at the Minnesota Farmers Union State Convention in Minneapolis.
We were very pleased that the Grain Indemnity Fund got passed. That's a very important thing for farmers. And then on the right to repair, it didn't include agriculture this time, but we're hoping that next session it will be. You talk to legislators, they provided funding for tuition for meat cutting programs. And, you know, Minnesota Farmers Union is now setting up a program where we're going to have loan fund money for small meat processing companies. So, you know, I think that's really good for farmers.
Our own local food systems, and I think COVID highlighted it. Farmers Union, I mean, and champions, obviously, with that, but there's still work to do, I would assume, right?
Well, we supported the state of Minnesota, and they got $15 million for this program from USDA. We put in an application, and Minnesota Farmers Union got $834,000 for this program, and then you have to add 10% in. So we've got over $900,000. And so we're going to let MDA do the bigger ones, and we're going to try to do the smaller projects, you know, $5,000-$10,000 to $100,000. And maybe that's going to be our niche. So local meat locker needs a new cooler, or it needs a new meat grinder or a sausage stuffer, we can come in and help with that.
Carol, talk about some of the issues, how they relate to your work with communities and development, where we heard Mary Turner talking about the medical side and the healthcare side. We've heard about manure digesters and such. A lot of that filters into what you do every day.
Well, yeah, because I do economic development work every day in Morrison County. I also work a lot with the workforce centers in the 19 counties in northwestern Minnesota and rural Minnesota set. So I understand how, and this is how it started. We have to have meat cutters. We have to have the training program. So I got Central Lakes College to say, yeah, we'll take a look at that. And they did, and Ridgewater jumped on, and so we got that program going. Well, then if you're going to help the local meat processors, you've got to have some funding for that. And so that's where we've got our intermediary relenting program for that. That's where our meat trailer came from, to help train people at Central Lakes and Ridgewater. So it all works together, and then the workforce centers are out there promoting the programs to people who come in or to high school students. We go into the high schools and say, hey, you know, have you thought about this for a career? And then we can provide the funding for that tuition. And what's nice about that program, you only go one semester and you're certified. You've got maybe $5,000-$6,000 invested in it, and there are grants for it, so you don't have to pay your tuition. I mean, it's a great program.
I know a lot of successes kind of benefit from funding, but it all starts with an idea, like here on Sunday morning being discussed. I think I appreciate that more and more, how some of that grassroots starts at the county level, now brought to the state level.
Yeah, it's brought to the state level, and it even then goes up to, from the state level, it can go to the federal level. And I mean, that's how all of this gets started, you know. And I think they've got special orders today about farmers not paying sales tax on fencing, because with the drought you've got to move your cattle around a lot. Everything else, you know, with farming is also tax exempt, but why shouldn't the fence be?
Carol, finally, this fall, you were on the fly-in to D.C., correct? Recap that a bit, maybe. Was there a consensus of conversation with your trip to D.C.?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of support in D.C. And I mentioned yesterday how National Farmers Union has changed that fly-in a little bit, and really for the better, because it used to be we'd come in, we'd go to the Ag Department, and they'd go up on the hill. Now we're visiting the agencies and Office of Management and Budget. They spent time at the Justice Department the year before this, and they went in there, and the head attorney said, well, you know, we've got like 20 minutes. You know, fine. They were there for an hour, okay? And then the next day they happened to run into him in the street, and they talked some more. Welcomed them with open arms this year when they came, and they're really looking into the sales barns and, you know, how there's price fixing going on in some of them. And we want to get that out of the market so farmers get a fair price. Things aren't set previously.
For those outside that don't understand, a 20-minute conversation turning into 60 minutes, that just doesn't happen at all. So that is a big deal.
Yeah, it never happens. You know, you're just grateful for the 20 minutes you got. Then they invite you back. And then this year, they actually came to Minnesota to talk to farmers about it. So we really made an impact. And for agencies, that never happens. You know, ag, yes. You know, the groups come in. Office of Management and Budget, I went and visited with the U.S. Trade Representative. You know, and so they're getting us into these agencies. And that's where all the work is done. And they're still functioning.
Carol Anderson with Minnesota Farmers Union joining us recently at their state convention in Minneapolis. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.